This is Grow Omaha, the only radio show that talks about economic development, construction, business expansion, and all of those things that make Omaha a great place to live or visit. Grow Omaha on News Radio 1110 KFAB.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Grow Omaha show on News Radio 1110 KFAB. I'm Jeff Beals, your co-host from NAI NP Dodge Commercial Real Estate. That's Omaha's premier commercial real estate company. And we're also brought to you by D&M Roofing, dandmroofing.com. You're not going to find another radio show anywhere that's anything quite like this. This program focuses on the growth and development of what we hope is your favorite city. And without any further ado, it's time to introduce my co-host, the man who is legendary at making real estate deals, Trenton Magid.
I thought you were describing me. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, Jeff.
You were right. I was definitely describing you.
Nothing quite like this. I've been told that about myself.
You know, I've often said that you are a mold breaker.
Yes.
That when like God didn't only break the mold after he made you, he kind of ground it up into dust.
That's probably right.
You are a one of a kind, and we love you for it, and we're proud of you for it as well. Hey, Trenton, I want to let everyone know, you and I went to go see the James Bond movie yesterday at the new ACX 12 theaters.
Best theater in Omaha.
Oh, I love that place. If you haven't been there.
Theater One, ladies and gentlemen, but all the theaters are great.
204th Street between Q and Harrison, ACX 12. They've got the back lot restaurant in there. Anyway, that James Bond movie was kind of fun.
Oh, yeah, the Barstow family and everyone up there. Great popcorn, great food. And the back lot pizza and kitchen is unbelievable.
Well, we want to make sure that you enjoy your weekend. And so maybe in addition to going to see a movie, you might want to stop by Nebraska Crossing as well. Interstate 80, Highway 31 in beautiful Gretna, Nebraska. And so many new stores there, and we want to make sure you take advantage of your fast cash. Remember, I've got my phone in my hand right now. I always have it with me when we're doing the show. All I have to do is go, dut, dut, dut. I'm on my Next app, my Nebraska Crossing app, and then I can go into fast cash, and I can see how much free money I have to spend at any of the retailers in Nebraska Crossing. If you don't have it yet, get with the times and download your Fast Cash app. It's real easy. Hook up a credit card. Use that credit card every time you shop at that mall, and you'll get 15% cash back on all of your purchases.
We were up there. We did some serious damage over there at Lucky Brand. Scarlet Highway was unbelievable. That gift store, that new gift store up there.
Yeah, very nice.
Fun stuff.
I knew you had been to Nebraska Crossing earlier this week. You want to know how?
How?
You were wearing a bunch of new clothes. Oh, remember, yeah. I even made that comment. I'm like, hey, did you get that at Nebraska Crossing?
Oh, yeah, the new kicks.
Yeah, you look good. All right, well, let's go on to our news of the week. I know there have been a lot of you that have been waiting all week for the news of the week. It's brought to you by Eagle Mortgage, eaglemortgagecompany.com. They know mortgages, and they've been in business for 30 years now. We just celebrated their 30th anniversary with them a few weeks ago when we did that live remote out at Eagle Mortgage. But FHA, VA, conventional loans, they'll help you with all of that. And you can find them online at eaglemortgagecompany.com. All right. Well, in the news, first of all, we are going to give you a little bit of an update of the Omaha commercial real estate office market. This information is provided to us by CoStar. We appreciate them giving us all this data. CoStar has lets us know that the office market in Omaha is actually a lot better than people think. I get a load of this.
A lot of new buildings coming online.
Well, yeah, okay. You mentioned that, and let me start there. 580,000 square feet of office space is currently under construction.
I believe it.
That's for a market of a million people in the midst of the work from home pandemic situation. That's a lot of office space. So that tells me that a lot of people believe that the future of office is going to definitely be okay. Let's see here. The 12-month net absorption rate. Absorption is, the amount of office space that is absorbed, right? And it can be either positive or negative.
Yep, at least taken off the market.
Yeah, taken off the market. Positive 152,000 square feet over the last 12 months. That surprises me.
Right, because it takes the space that's been given up that becomes vacant and the space that becomes leased. So it's positive. It doesn't sound like a lot given how big the office market is, but it is a positive thing given the times we live in.
Yeah, because everything I've heard, everything I've been reading, when I pulled up this report from CoStar yesterday, my thought was going to be, oh, that's going to be negative. And it was positive. 9.2% vacancy rate. That's not bad.
9.2?
Yeah, that's not bad, given everything going on.
If you take into account that there's Class A, B, C, and all space combined, and if you break it down, you'll see less vacancy in some of the spaces. But we need some of that vacancy because to attract new and expanding companies.
Yeah, I agreed. Anyway, given everything we've heard about the office market, I found that to be rather encouraging. All right, a couple other things we have here on the news today. Novozymes is a company out of Denmark, and they have had a presence on Blair's biorefinery campus for some time now. And Novozymes has announced a $316 million investment in the Blair biorefinery campus. The bio campus there is led by Cargill, but there are these other companies. Like I said, Novozymes is out of Denmark. $316 million new state-of-the-art production line in Blair. This will help Novozymes get into the plant-based industry. Construction of this facility is expected to begin in 2022 with completion by 2023. Within 5 years from beginning production, Novozymes expects this plant to reach about $158 million in sales.
Good for Blair.
Yeah. And have you ever driven by that bio campus in Blair? It is.
It's been a long time.
Huge. I was up there maybe about 4 months ago because really close to it is where Dollar General is building that massive distribution center.
Oh, huge.
So on one of my Gromaha tours, I went up there to check on it and then just kind of I drove back. I may have been driving in unauthorized space. I'm not sure, but I'm kind of want to do that. And that biorefinery campus is a huge economic driver for the whole metro area. A lot of people don't even know about it.
Yeah, I can't wait to go trick-or-treating at the Dollar General facility.
Yeah, I would imagine you'll take your friend Jeff with you, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, there was an interesting article in our newsletter this week, the Gromaha Weekly Market Update. Well, hell, they're always interesting, but this one was particularly interesting. It was about the Greater Omaha Economic Development Partnership's kind of economic development progress, if you will, in terms of corporate recruitment and corporate expansion. And so what I found interesting about it was that manufacturing is really dominating the corporate expansion and recruitment efforts happening in Omaha. And a few things to highlight here. As of the end of September, our local economic development partnership had opened 123 new projects. A project is a potential corporate expansion or attraction occurrence, if you will. Of that 123, 33 of them were manufacturing. 17 were warehouse distribution, and those were the two biggest categories. And that does not surprise me, given everything that we're hearing when you talk to people doing commercial real estate deals in town. And it doesn't surprise me when you think about what you read in the Wall Street Journal and see in the business press about the repatriation of manufacturing, how the middle of the country is becoming more and more desirable for manufacturers. It's always been desirable for distributors. Oh, yeah, and the investment, too. Then this is also interesting. A lot of the projects are bigger than they used to be. The partnership has received three new projects that were over $1 billion each in proposed capital investment and five projects between $240 million and $500 million. And then four of the projects would have employee counts greater than 1,000.
Wow.
So good stuff happening
and
there.
And this is on top of the next project that we've talked a lot about on this show, the potentially 8,700 jobs at the Med Center.
Yeah. So, yeah, the amount of job creation happening here is going to be incredible. Now, given our sub 3% unemployment rate in Nebraska, we're going to have to do some recruiting to get people to fill those jobs. But we'll find a way to make that happen. Metro Community College has opened its new automotive training center. It's a two-story, $32 million academic facility on the South Omaha campus near 27th and Q. It's a 100,000 square foot building. It houses the automotive technology and auto collision repair programs at Metro.
Very excited for my friends at Dingman's Collision Center. They could use some more employees in their growing business, and they do a great job.
Yeah, and you know that's what Metro is all about. You know, making sure that people are ready to fill these jobs that we are short of, and so you know, automotive is certainly one of those jobs that we tend to be short on. So the Sheraton Hotel at I-680 and West Dodge closed, and then there was talk, Trenton, that it was going to become an upscale senior living assisted living facility, but now, not so fast.
Yeah, interestingly enough, we found out, if you look at the planning board minutes, that a while ago, during the start of the pandemic, they said, okay, the hotel industry is in the dumper, so what we're going to do is we're going to turn this into R8 residential zoning for multifamily, basically, or senior living, whatever they're going to do there. And now it sounds like it's coming back full circle to be a hotel. We don't know whether it's going to be a Sheraton hotel or a different flag, but obviously the property is a hotel and with a lot of conference space. But that's it's amazing. If anybody's booked flights or hotels around the world, you know that they're back for more when it comes to pricing. They are just trying to take as much as they can, it seems like.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure it's kind of a tricky thing for them because they've had some of the toughest times in that industry's existence. Yet, on the other hand, the traffic numbers at Epley and at hotels are not what they once were. They're not there yet. And they took a little bit of a dip late summer with the Delta variant. So I'm sure they're kind of like, just kind of figuring out how much can we get and how do you put, you know, although some of it, inflation could be playing a role in those increased hotel costs.
Yeah, but they got to remain affordable as well. And I understand that they're for-profit businesses, but there's some really expensive hotel rates out there right now.
Youth Emergency Services plans to build a $22 million headquarters and adjacent four-story apartment building that's near 540 South 27th Street. So to translate that into English, that would be 27th Street, a little bit north of St. Mary's. And it's the former Omaha Housing Authority building. So they would fix that up and then add a four-story building adjacent to it. And this would be to help, yes, with its mission of serving homeless and runaway youth. That'll be a nice construction project for that part of downtown.
And valued service, too.
Absolutely. And that is your news of the week, brought to you by Eagle Mortgage, eaglemortgagecompany.com, or you can find them in person at their office, 114th and Davenport. When we come back from our first break of the hour, we're going to bring on Doug Nodgaard. He's the Omaha Market President for Equitable Bank. We're going to talk about a new branch office they have, but also some issues and things that are going on in the banking world that are good for all of us to know. And, you know, there's also the commercial real estate development report coming up later in the show, the lightning round. So much to do, so much to talk about. Let's get it started. Going to take this quick break, but be here for more when we come back on News Radio 1110 KFAB.
I'm Jesse Kelly. I'm right, and I'm right after Glenn Beck. Weeknights, 9 to midnight on News Radio 1110 KFAB.
And welcome back to the show. Jeff Beals here at your service, sitting next to my friend Trenton Maggott. We represent NAI, NP Dodge Commercial Real Estate Company. That's Omaha's premier commercial real estate company. Been in business since 1855. When those words come out of my mouth, it almost sounds like it's not even real. 1855. But that's 160 some years ago. And been around for a long time. And during that time, we figured out a thing or two about taking care of clients. Also brought to you by D&M Roofing. Love Eric Obrumpt and his team out at D&M Roofing. Nobody does it better. Nobody is into customer service in the roofing industry the way that D&M Roofing is. You can find them online at dandmroofing.com. Hey, we're going to talk about banking. No, really, it's going to be more exciting than that sounds. And this is some important stuff. We're going to talk about banking here. And I have a good friend of mine, Doug Nodgaard. He is the Omaha Market President for Equitable Bank. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. And first of all, I want to congratulate you and your colleagues. You have a beautiful new branch office at about 202nd and Pacific.
Yes. The official address is 20112 Pierce Street. You were talking about MP Dodge being around since 1855. We've been around since 1882.
That's not bad. You're young compared to us, but not bad.
Yes.
Where did it originate?
Our headquarters are in Grand Island. And
they had banks back then, huh?
Yeah, we're originally a savings and loan. So a lot of home loans, still do a lot of home loans. So they expanded into Omaha and North Platte in 2005. They went partially public. I believe, and I know my boss is listening, so he may correct me, but I think it was 57% publicly held and 43% mutually held. We are a mutually held company. And I started in 2013, and in 2015, we went fully public. We were traded on NASDAQ. In fact, our stock symbol is EQFN, and that is my license plate.
I noticed that.
Okay.
I noticed that this morning outside the studio.
I was wondering that.
So I'm all in. I'm all in. So we are.
Can't believe that license plate wasn't taken in Nebraska.
No, I actually asked. I asked the board if it was okay if I took that license plate, and I just think that if you're going to work somewhere, you should be engaged.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, Doug, there's so much to talk about when it comes to banking right now, but let's just start with this longstanding low interest rates environment in which we've been living. What do you think? Is it going to keep continuing for a while? Are interest rates ever going to be skyrocketing again?
Well, the government is definitely manipulating the interest rates, and they're artificially low on the deposit side. And again, banks continue to drop their interest-bearing deposit rates because it's difficult. You know, most of our investments are loans, and it's tough to buy treasuries at any kind of yield. And we're all concerned with inflation. And everybody's guessing. And you're talking to somebody that is not Nostradamus on interest rates. Just when we thought they were going to go up, here comes COVID. Mm-hmm. And then, the Fed dropped 125 basis points or 1.25% there in a very short period of time. So I do see them creeping up, but probably not until 2022. Friday, the Treasury markets were up quite a bit, and the 10-year Treasury is up to 1.6% or 160 basis points, and that drives the mortgage market. So the mortgage rates here in the last couple of weeks have gone up about 0.25% on the 30. I'm a free market economist. So the one concerning thing in banking, and really it's not just a concern to the banking industry, but it should be a concern to everybody listening, no matter what bank that you're at, is this privacy thing that's floating around Washington mm-hmm. about reporting all transactions on anybody's account, $600 or higher. And
that's pretty scary.
Yeah. And so, I don't want to turn this into a political opinion, but I do think if that happens, the cost to banks is going to be a lot, and what are we going to do? We're going to pass that along to the consumer. And I think the days of free checking, if that happens, are gone because, the old model is we take money in people's checking accounts and savings and money markets and CDs, and we'd loan it out and make a margin, and those margins are being compressed. If they have enough with us they take get electronic statements, that's a big push for us. It is a big cost. A lot of people like the paper statements, but they don't want to pay for them. And that's probably more. We probably spend more on sending out paper statements than we do on paying interest on the average account, believe it or not.
Really?
Yes. And so I think those costs are going to get passed on. The compliance out there is getting to be daunting, and you know, it's because of a few bad actors.
Right.
Equitable, we really, at least in my tenure of 8 years, we've never had any, you know, regulatory issues with, you know, fair lending or anything like that, or CRA. So we're proud of that. And so if you go out and look at our Google reviews, we got 36. We're a 5.0. I know 36 maybe isn't that many, but we think we do a pretty good job.
Solid. I can understand if someone brings in over $10,000 worth of cash and it's not a regular retailer or someone that has that much cash. But when they're going down to $600, aren't they putting this into like the transportation bill or something like that? They're just kind of burying it in this other
very
legislation.
Disturbing.
Yeah.
That's normally how a lot of these things come to bear, is they get part of a, you know, you hope that you can have a separate infrastructure bill. And I think we all agree we need some infrastructure spending. Let's debate the social issues outside of that. It's an interesting dynamic. I'm never going to try to predict what happens in Washington. I do some lobbying for the Nebraska Bankers Association and I've been out there when, won't name the person, but the audience probably can figure out, said they weren't inclined to vote for that legislation. And we got
what's
some
their name rhyme with?
on that note, we're going to take our middle of the show break, but when we come back, we're going to have not only the commercial real estate development spotlight, but more with Doug Nodgaard on where banking is going right now. He is the Omaha Market President for Equitable Bank. You're listening to Jeff and Trenton on Grow Omaha, brought to you by D&M Roofing and NAINP Dodge. Back in a moment, News Radio 1110 KFAB.
Big supply chain issues. How long before we might get back to something approaching normal? Could be a while. Hear my interview with the professional podcast, Link Morning News page, KFAB.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the show. Jeff Beals and Trenton Maggott at your service. Grow Omaha, brought to you by D&M Roofing and NAINP Dodge. This is the Commercial Real Estate Development Spotlight, brought to you by Noddle Companies. Noddle Companies is an Omaha-based full-service real estate development company and can be reached at noddlecompanies.com. Well, among the many developments that Noddle Companies have is Exarban Village, perhaps their best-known Omaha real estate development, and we have a couple news items there. Smash Omaha opened yesterday.
Wow.
I can't. Oh, yeah, Trenton's not on. Yep, now you're on.
Wow.
He said wow. And it opened yesterday, and this is a, you know, Smash Burger is that concept, kind of like, you know, like that chain called Smash Burger, but
right.
Smash Burgers are a concept where
right.
you basically smash the burger onto the flat grill, right?
Yeah.
And so this place is out of Tennessee, and I don't know if they have many other locations, but it's a couple from Tennessee. They opened yesterday. I have not yet tried it, but I talked to someone who had via social media, and they said, when you talk about this on the radio tomorrow, tell people it's damned good.
Excellent.
So we got to get
so
to
it's
there.
It's different than what you know as Smash Burger.
Yeah, not the chain Smash Burger. This right. is called Smash Omaha.
It's not the Kleenex or Band-Aid of burger restaurants. This is unique.
Yeah, and it doesn't have the word. It's Smash Omaha is the name of it. Okay. Smash Omaha. And then Kincaidor, the brewery tap room out of Broken Bow, Nebraska, opens on October 12th. And if you go to their Facebook page, it has kind of like a five-day countdown. But I'm looking forward to that. It's good to get another brewery in town. And a lot of people really like Kincaidor. They've had, you know, in addition to the main tap room in Broken Bow, they've had one in Lincoln, maybe somewhere else. But I've had their, sometimes different restaurants will have their beer on tap or whatever. It's a good product. And the tasting room, tap room, whatever you want to call it, that they're building in Exarban Village looks really nice.
I bet you Brad Williams approves.
I bet he does. Well, hey, we have Doug Nodgaard with us. He is the Omaha Market President for Equitable Bank, Nebraska-based bank, been around since the 19th century, and growing in Omaha, a couple offices in Omaha, just opened up a brand new office at 201st and Pacific in Elkhorn. And Doug, I noticed when my son was playing baseball, we were playing this other team this summer during Legion Ball called Equitable Bank. I looked down to see, and you weren't in the dugout.
No, but I did throw out the first pitch of their Legion game this year. They approached us, and you know, we're doing a lot in the Elkhorn community. We're, you know, for new accounts, actually, we're donating to the foundation. We do have a debit card coming out that we're going to have each school's logo on, and we're going to donate part of each transaction to the foundation. So we want to be involved out there. My kids both went to Elkhorn High School, and when there was just Elkhorn High School, it's a great community. And of course, you know, I live out that way, but it's we've had great reception so far.
What about real estate? A lot of the people who commercial real estate in particular, a lot of the people who listen to our show are real estate developers, or they do what Trenton and I do. What can you tell us about real estate lending? What's the latest, greatest, newest that we should be aware of when it comes to real estate lending, commercial?
Well, if you're a borrower, you know, really the first thing we focus on is character and personal credit. So many times we'll see somebody, and I think they have a fairly good idea or a good concept, whether it's real estate or anything else, but they're not taking care of business on their personal stuff. And so that really handicaps them, and they're just focused on that business. But you really need to start at home and do a good job of that before you move forward. You know, we'd like to have, you know, 30% equity cash on a deal, but if it's a qualified buyer, we do try to find a way to say yes. We want to understand the concept of what they're doing. So, you know, we anywhere from 20 to 30%. Sometimes we can tie into other real estate. We do have some larger real estate customers sometimes that they'll spot, you know, a good opportunity, and we'll tie into something that we already have with them that has good equity. We do that quite a bit. Again, we underwrite the borrower first, though. That's the big thing. And so
you look at the global financial picture is what you're saying.
Correct. And what they've done before, hopefully most of it good.
Experience-wise in development and that kind of things.
Yes.
It just seems like the development market, commercial real estate, whether it's land, and from the brokerage side, it's been a very fast market, and there's a lot of money out there, both from the banks and from the borrowers. So it seems like it's pretty positive.
My perception is there's a lot of dirt that's been roughed up, and so I think
which is a good thing.
Absorbing that, you know, you've got your 192nd and Dodge there between Dodge and Pacific on the south side is starting to go. I agree with you. I think office is going to be a little lethargic for a while, but I do think at some point most businesses, including banking, are people businesses, and you have to, that cooperation that you have in the office, I think purely working from home hurts that somewhat. I do think someday we're going to be past this pandemic, or we're just going to accept that there is, you know, some risk out there just like anything else. Either we're going to solve it medically, or we're going to just say, okay, that is a factor out there in everything I do. So I do think the office will come back, maybe not as strong or as fast as people would like, but I do think we pretty much, we had half staff kind of during COVID, and we kind of had an A and a B squad. The B squad was the ones that don't interface with the customer as much. I had COVID myself. That was the only 2 weeks that I didn't come into the office, other than what little vacation I've taken in the last couple of years. So we've been there. Our lobbies have been open by appointment, you know, and want to make sure everybody's comfortable. So sometimes, you know, we were wearing masks. We complied with the mandates and such. And if a customer comes in and he wants us to wear a mask, we'll wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, Doug, just another minute. Doug Nodgaard, Omaha Market President for Equitable Bank. Doug, as we wrap up, where do you see your bank growing in Omaha, and how will you guys continue to evolve in this market?
Well, we have two locations now. you know, and we've done that organically. We haven't bought anybody. We haven't bought anybody in any part of the state. So we're adding customers and not losing the ones that we have. But we have these little things called ITMs, interactive teller machines. And right now, as I see it, unless things change, that's probably going to be our branching strategy, at least in the Omaha area. You know, we're in Grand Island and North Platte. They've got really good market share, particularly North Platte actually is number three, and they've climbed. Levi out there is doing a great job. So we're going to continue to answer the phone in the first ring, and we think that's our value proposition for our customers. And we're just going to keep growing one by one.
Well, we appreciate that, Doug, and appreciate you joining us here on the show this morning.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Doug Nottgard, Omaha Market President for Equitable Bank. When we come back, it's the lightning round. Got a bunch of things on the list to go over with you. You're listening to Grow Omaha, brought to you by D&M Roofing and NAINP Dodge. Back in a moment on News Radio 1110 KFAB. And welcome back to Grow Omaha. This is the only show in the metro area devoted to the growth and development of said metro area. And it is time for the lightning round, which is brought to you by Turner Construction. Turner Construction is one of the biggest construction companies in the world, but they are here in Omaha making a big difference. And they also work on small projects too. You know, they've got their projects that are big, medium, and large. Large is the Sarpy County Data Center, which is just one of the biggest projects you'll ever see. But then I see them all the time. Like I just noticed recently, I was having lunch at Zio's Pizza at 132nd and Center. You look right next door, there's a new Chase Bank branch going in there. Turner Construction's doing that. So they just do a great job. And we really commend them also for doing so much to develop workforce. You know, we have this terrible shortage of workers in Omaha and all of Nebraska, and Turner is really working to develop construction workers and tradesmen for the future. So Turner Construction, building the future and sponsoring the Grow Omaha Lightning Round. All right, here we go, Trenton. Good Evans is a breakfast and lunch only restaurant from Kearney, Nebraska that plans to open a location in Omaha in January. And it's supposed to be kind of a little bit of an upscale version, you know, super fresh ingredient breakfast and lunch place.
Never been done before. Oh, yeah, it has.
Never been done before until, oh, yep, you're right. Okay. Voodoo Taco, new occupant at the former Jones Bros Cupcake West building.
Long time coming.
180th and Center. Renovations are now currently underway. And then Pepper Jack's has replaced Salsaritas at 510 South 72nd Street. This is the second occurrence in Omaha just this year in which Pepper Jack's has left an inline space and gone for a freestanding drive-through.
Yeah.
So apparently in the quick-serve restaurant world, drive-through is where it's at.
Very popular. That's where my friends at Pickleman's has been going to.
But drive-throughs drive me nuts. I don't like drive-throughs myself. Yeah. I mean, I get why other people do, but I'm
depends on the concept.
I'm always amazed. Like, you go to a restaurant, there'll be like 16 cars in the drive-through, but no one inside. I go inside. It's quicker. But a lot of people love their drive-throughs. Goodness gracious. Drive-throughs are hot, hot, hot. 2 weeks ago, we reported that Wahlburgers is going to be opening a restaurant inside the Hy-Vee at Shadow Lake Town Center. That has occurred.
That's tasty. I don't know if you've had it yet.
I've
had it in Vegas, and it's delicious.
I've never tried Wahlburgers before. They also are now open in 96th and Q Street Hy-Vee, and this next week they'll open at the Stony Brook Hy-Vee along 144th Street. Never tried Wahlburgers. So how does it – what burger place would it be similar to?
They're all unique. It's just kind of gourmet burgers, and I don't know if how – they're unique in their own right, and their spices and everything else, but it's been a while since I've had it in Vegas.
Worth going?
Yeah.
Okay. Club Car Wash, they are blowing up all over town, and the location
So is Tommy's. I like Tommy's better.
Yep. But the Club Car Wash at 4802 South 72nd Street is now open in front of Menards, and then they have another one at 72nd and Sorensen opening November 4th. But you mentioned Tommy's. They've got that new location.
180th and Dodge.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It really does look nice.
Yeah.
But the whole car wash membership thing is crazy. It's the frozen yogurt.
Frozen yogurt, yeah.
Of 2021.
No question about
Remember
it.
Remember that when on this show years ago, like every episode we reported a new frozen yogurt place?
Yeah, now where are they?
A couple of them around.
Yeah, but car washes are a liquid business, though.
That's what I hear. Pickleball is going to be part of the new Lewis and Clark Landing. Have you ever played pickleball?
I've seen it, but I haven't played it. But that seems to be popular.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, they're going to have pickleball and sand volleyball courts at the new Lewis and Clark Landing. This will be just north of the future Kiewit Luminarium, which is under construction and coming along nicely. But get a load of this. MECA, Metropolitan Entertainment Convention Authority, which manages the new parks downtown, sent out an article saying that pickleball as a sport grew more than 21% in popularity from 2019 to 2020.
Wow.
So I feel left out. I've never
we
done
learn.
It. Okay, so we're going to finish with an article from Insurify called Walker's Paradise, the 20 Safest Cities for Pedestrians in 2021.
Come on, big money. Where's Omaha?
They made the list.
Excellent.
They made the list. Omaha made the list. And I will tell you, we are, okay, we'll count down from 20 till we get to Omaha.
Okay.
Don't worry, I'm not going to say number 20, Omaha.
Okay.
But close. Number 20, Washington, D.C. Number 19, Tampa, Florida. Number 18, Cleveland, Ohio. Number 17, Anaheim, California. And number 16, Omaha, Nebraska.
Wow.
So basically this is based on drivers cited for failing to yield to a pedestrian. And in Omaha, it is 19.9 per 100,000 motorists, 70% lower than the national average.
Look twice, save a life, ladies and gentlemen.
So that means either that we are a very safe place for pedestrians or the cops don't cite people for not yielding to pedestrians, one of the two. But the number one city is Philadelphia. That's it for this week. The music is playing, which means we are done. You've been listening to Grow Omaha. I'm Jeff Beals.
And I'm Trenton Maggott.
And we've been brought to you by D&M Roofing, NAINP Dodge, and Turner Construction. We'll chat with you again next week at 9 o'clock right here on News Radio 1110 KFAB.